Welcome to Thought Experiment Thursdays on the 5Ws podcast. In these episodes, I will be posing a philosophical viewpoint in the form of a narrative, story or question that will hopefully serve as a self-reflection prompt in relation to your own coaching planning, delivery and review. Could a monkey write a Shakespeare play? The infinite monkey theorem is a thought experiment that says if you had an infinite number of monkeys that were trained to type on a keyboard, given an infinite length of time, eventually one of them would type a Shakespeare play by typing at random. In fact, one would type all of Shakespeare's work. Moreover, many would type copies of any infinite work like a Shakespeare play an infinite number of times. What do monkeys and Shakespeare have to do with strength and conditioning? I hear you cry. How often do you hear the phrase, a monkey could do your job? We're often referred to as gym bunnies, gym rats, or gym monkeys. And let's be honest, writing programs isn't exactly Shakespeare. But the reason I'm using this analogy and thought experiment in relation to human performance is Shakespeare was fascinated by the word world. He used it at least 650 times in his published writings. And one of the great quotes of Shakespeare is the line, "All the world's a stage," that comes from the play As You Like It. In today's episode, I want you to question the world you operate in as a strength and conditioning coach, sports scientist, or technical sports coach. During the time of Shakespeare, there were many other great playwrights and dramatists. What many analysts, academics, and aspiring writers agree upon is his talent to give insight into the human condition. The way he handled light and dark, how he changed pace, how he delivered moral equivocation of right and wrong, how he dived into characters' feelings and motives. And that is what sets him apart as the greatest writer of all. The sports environment is a saturated market. Thousands upon thousands graduate university with sports coaching, sports science, and strength and conditioning qualifications each year. There will be hundreds of applicants for every job advertised. Thousands putting out content via social media looking to generate income. There is a conveyor belt of people that want your job. We are the monkeys typing out programs, tracking and monitoring athletes, collecting and analysing data. And I am suggesting that many will look very, very similar, all searching for the masterpiece of a Shakespearean play. My hypothesis is that, like Shakespeare himself, it is the insight we should be searching for, not the random act of smashing keys on the keyboard, analysing data or writing programs to set us apart from the other monkeys. Many of us can write beautiful programs that enhance biomechanical and physiological properties. Others have the skill to break down a movement into infinite parts and highlight the necessary data points to develop an intervention. But how many of us can understand the human in front of us, the contextual nature of the environment, the world you and the athlete operate in, and create a masterpiece? How do you change pace with your athlete? Whether it's the ups and downs of performance, the emotional roller coaster of the performance setting. How do you deconstruct an athlete's motivation, feelings, engagement? How do you navigate the moral ambiguity of high performance? For me, a biopsychosocial approach can set you apart from the crowd, allow you to establish great insight and relationships with your athletes, and become revered as a coach. To not only recreate a Shakespearean masterpiece, but develop your own. So in the world of infinite monkeys, what are you doing to stand out from the crowd?